We are in the middle of the third parasha of Kriya Shema on page Reis Samal Zayin. Which paragraph? What? Tcheles Riesel, the first new paragraph? Okay, a voice from heaven tells me that we're up to the second paragraph on Reis Samal Zayin. What? Baskel. Yeah. Okay. As you know, when you take the tzitzis in the morning by Kriya Shema, the predominant minig is to kiss the tzitzis at the time that we say tzitzis or emes. The custom is lamashmesh, is actually just to handle the tzitzis as it's brought in Shulchan Aruch. And to be mekaymu re'isa ma'isa. Yeah, those who are by Ramesha, remember, Ramesha would hold the tzitzis up and look at them. What? You're supposed to look at the tzitzis, right? You're supposed to look at the tzitzis, and that's... you're supposed to remember all the mitzvahs. Really, what it is the tzitzis are like a reminder of the... the reminder of the mitzvahs. I had Italian neighbors on 48th Street in the old Borough Park where I grew up, and when I started wearing my tzitzis out, they said, "What's that?" So I told them it reminds me of God's commandments. So I thought they're going to think it's the strangest thing in the world. They said, "Oh, like rosary beads." I said, "Yeah, like rosary." I had no idea what rosary beads were, but I assume it's something that reminds the galuch of the mitzvahs. Okay. So once the goyim do it too, so we're okay with it, right? So you walk with a lulav in the street, you know, it's like Palm Sunday, so it's okay. Anyway, it's supposed to remind you of the mitzvahs. So let's see. Uri'yas halavin shevitzitzis, maskira shaleinu li'yas b'chala'eis, levanim min hachet. We look at the tzitzis, we remind ourselves of white, which is a symbol of purity. Shechutei halavan heim keneged chelek hamaniyah hakasa b'parsha. It represents those mitzvahs that are sheval tase, the mitzvahs that are restrictions. When a person has to discipline himself. So there are two parts to mitzvahs. There are mitzvahs that involve a discipline, self-control, loisasei, and the amitzis which are kumvasei, which are actions. Aval yesh chelek chiyuvi, there are obligations, lahoyres ishe yisraeli, she yisker, shle besayv tazan nishmasei lemakar machtsefta. There's also an obligation to remember that the neshama will go back up, v'tamid lefne kisi akavid, shu begivin tcheles, which is the color of tcheles, al zebo en chutea tcheles shebetzitzis, Shiala b'zichreinenu. When you look at the blue, you should think loyrak l'noyam e'iser, elagam l'kayim v'yisem kedoshim loylekechem. To behave in a way that's kadosh. L'chein istavu b'nei Yisrael losis tcheles b'toychi riyas ha'mishkan. That's why tcheles is featured in the Mishkan. Zehu riyisem oisoi beis chutei lavan. Okay, so at any rate, this is the remez. The Re'isem Aisei has the two messages. The message of Kedusha, which is the blue, and the message of purity, which is the white. Okay. The Israeli flag is blue and white because the blue and white colors were always a symbol or a sign of Yiddishkeit, of Judaism. People forget, they remember the blue and white without, so today there's an Israeli party called Blue and White, which, I suppose they wear tcheles, Mr. Gans, his name is? Gans. Let them wear regular tzitzis, okay. At any rate, but that's the symbolization of it, the blue and white.
Given that the purpose of the tcheles of blue is to remind you of the kisei hakavod, it doesn't matter whether we know what tcheles is today, could wear a blue string and be Mekayim. You know, you have the problem.
Well, you could remember it, but it's not... If it's not chelis, it's not the mitzvah, but if it reminds you of the Kisei HaKavod, I guess that's a nice thing. It's a good thing. Kala Ilan. Kala Ilan is a, is indigo, which has the same color, but is not, you're not Mekayim the mitzvah, even though it's the same color. That's all part of today's, controversy over the chelis. He doesn't make, what?
If it's not the right color,
if it's not the right color, the mitzvah is the mitzvah. We never take reasons for mitzvahs and change the mitzvah based on reasons. Tama Dekra, the Chinuch writes in his Hakdama that when he gives a tam for a tam of mitzvahs, tam means taste. It gives a little tam to the mitzvah, a little taste to the mitzvah. It's not really meant to be the definitive reason for the mitzvah. I don't know, today the talesim, at least in our circles, for the most part, are black instead of blue striped. Was it that way? Did it change after the Zionists took on blue as a Zionist symbol? Was it always blue or was it always black?
Black.
It was always black. You remember over 100 years ago? What? Pictures, are there photographs of 150 years ago? Your father's father? Could that be with age?
I don't know. I mean, that's a foul set.
Well, what's interesting is...
Interesting.
What's interesting is that when you first take out the blood of the chalazayin, it's black. And the way the Rambam describes it, today's Murex is not that way, but the way the Rambam describes it, it comes out black. When you cook it, it turns blue. And so there is something to the black, but I don't know. But at any rate, so this is what it symbolizes. The Kana ben Shoyel, last paragraph. Im inyan mitzvazu gedayla kol kach shemara mois adam and abehema, ben mitzila adam and achet. If this mitzvah is supposed to show the supremacy of adam al abehema and it's supposed to save a person from sin, lama peturim anoshim im mitzvazu good kasha. Why are women potter from peturis from the mitzvah tzitzis? A woman who wears a talis, a man's garment of talis, mitzuyetzes, she violates a law of wearing a man's garment. Tzitzis? You mean because of night? Because of night. So I'll tell you the truth. It's not so simple. Pasha the mitzvah man grama. The Turi Evan writes that a mitzvah seishos man grama is a mitzvah which has a zman and then it ends. And next time it comes, it's a different obligation. A mitzvah which doesn't end, which is the same obligation that continues, that picks up again the next day, the Turi Evan holds is not a mitzvah seishos man grama. He uses that to answer Taisus Kasha, why by Mila, or being Mala's son, the Gemara says that Kashatziva Hashem Elokim Oisai V'lo Yosa, that Avraham and that Sarah were commanded. So why do you need it? It's a Mitzvah Shez Man Grama. So Turi Evan's answer is that when it's the same obligation, it just takes a pause and starts again the next day, that's not Mitzvah Shez Man Grama. Mitzvah Shez Man Grama is taking a lulav. Next year you have a new mitzvah to take a lulav. Next year you have a new mitzvah to take a lulav. Whereas tzitzis is really a mitzvah tamid that doesn't, it's not every day a new obligation. The Gemara has the kasha. The Gemara in Yevam says, how did Tzipora do the bris? So very funny. When one terrorist, the Gemara says, ayyidei acher, she got someone else to do it. Who'd she get? Would she find a Jew? And only a Jew could do bris mila. Hamal yimo, right?
Any mitzvah, so Yishmael my mitzvah.
Yishmael could do a bris for a Jew? I don't think so.
You're going to
be mitzvah. I don't think so. Not mitzvah, an hour.
If it was somebody else, I'm willing to bet it was Yisrael.
What, Yisrael? He wasn't traveling with them. When you travel with your wife, you don't take your father-in-law along. It's,
So lulav, you make a new bracha every day on lulav.
Yeah.
But talis.
You do make a new bracha.
Why? If it's the same mitzvah.
Because only if you're mekayim the mitzvah. If you wear the mitzvah talis straight, you don't make a new bracha. Somebody doesn't take off tzitzis at night, he doesn't make a new bracha on the same beggar the next day. It's only if you interrupt. If you put on tzitzis in the morning, and then you have to go without tzitzis for part of the day,
right,
and you put it on again, then you make a new bracha, even in the middle of the day. Because you interrupted doing the mitzvah. Just like a meal. If you eat a whole day, you make one bracha. If you interrupt, you make a new bracha. To make a new bracha, it has to be... No, it has nothing to do with it. It's a long time lapse. Certain mitzvahs are daily mitzvahs. There are those who hold that tefillin is a daily mitzvah. Every day you have a mitzvah. So it's not a long time lapse. But tzitzis is one continuous. Luliv is a once a year mitzvah. Right? The first day of Sukkot, we have a mitzvah tikkun. Right, but it's magrama because only on the 15th day of Tishrei do we have a mitzvah to take a luluf. It's true, but not at night. If you hold the, we hold that you could put on tefillin at night. We just don't do it because you might fall asleep. But Shabbos, there's no mitzvah of tefillin, so that makes it also a mitzvah say she's magrama. So, okay, at any rate, he asked the question. He didn't answer it. Yeah, let's see, on top of the second column. He asked why women are not obligated in tzitzis. V'chichosa lahem habeged hamidarbon l'kiyum v'loy sasuru b'yisem kedoshim. Hamidarbon.
Leads them.
To v'loy sasuru b'yisem kedoshim. Esma, isn't it a wonder? Atvay emoroloi. So answer as follows. Women always have obligations connected to their clothing. The obligation of Kedusha is not only one garment. And parenthetically, he says, "Gam bezeh he moira moisra al habehema ayin lael." B'chol bidei nashim mibokem et tzitzis la nashim. All right, it's not exactly the same as tzitzis. Tzitzis reminds you of the Kaddish Baruch Hu, but nevertheless, it's interesting that I have two girls that live by us. One got married. Once to live by us, they came from the Ukraine. 5 years ago, 6 years ago already. And they were staying by us. After about 1 month, I asked them what was most different about being in New York as opposed to being in Minsk or Pinsk. I get confused. Minsk or Pinsk. They get very offended because one's a small town and one's a big city. They come from the one that's a big city, which is Minsk is a big city. Okay. Anyway, so they come from Minsk. And I said, what's the main difference? So it's interesting. I thought she was going to say the kosher food. One of the first things my wife did is take her to a supermarket and show them the kosher food. So she said, no. She said, the most big difference is you walk in the streets near stick and no one thinks you're crazy. It's interesting. That's what she said. No, not in New York. In New York. She said, here in Brooklyn, you walk around and it's near stick and no one thinks you're nuts. And when she's in Minsk, why are you wearing a skirt? Like, who wears skirts anymore nowadays? You wear pants, right? So, yeah, that was a main difference. Anyway, so that's what he says is the difference. Okay, so he explained the reminder of the tzitzis. Then it goes on, v'hoyo lechem letzitzis. Now, as we said earlier, you don't have to wear tzitzis. If you have avakabas, you have to wear tzitzis. It says again, after it already said that Asulam tzitzis hakamfi bigdeyev and Asnu al tzitzis kanap silt chelas, we kiss tzitzis three times. So the first time is the obligation of tzitzis, and the second is the obligation of tchelas. The third one, v'hoya lachem letzitzis, sheesh mitzvah lilboish hatzitzis tamid, that there's a mitzvah, mitzvah kiyumis, but it's a mitzvah to wear the tzitzis constantly. Zewatam shel meluboshim b'talas katan kol hayom. That's our custom to wear a talas katan all day. Va'amru lachem shatzitzis ba'ois lahaskil kol ish Yisrael. It's remind each Jew shem chas v'shalom olam b'mashavta yehiru aveira. Yoichiz b'tzitzis shein chevel achayim li notzel mesaras hashbois hazares. Save him from the storm of other hashbois. Gemara tells the story of a man who had traveled to a very expensive Zayna to be Mizana. And when he was there, he got undressed, he took off his tzitzis. The Gemara says the tzitzis slapped him in the face. Probably meant figuratively. And he was Pirish. He walked away from her. And she was insulted. She said, what don't you like? He said, believe me, I never saw anyone as beautiful as you. But the tzitzis remind me of my obligation. And the Gemara tells how she was so moved that she says, bring me to your Rebbe who taught you about this. And eventually she was Megayer and they married. Yeah, it says that the mattress that you prepared for Aveira, she now prepared for a mitzvah. That's the Gemara's language. Oh, tzitzis is supposed to be a zecher. An interesting incident with a bacher in my shir many years ago. He recently turned 40, so you're talking about 20 years ago, less than 20 years ago. He came, at least personally, from a more not learning background, and he got into learning. He was my shir for 5 or 6 years. He went out to graduate school, and he wanted very much to be married before he went out among women, and it didn't happen. He ended up marrying at age 35. But anyway, eventually he actually had a scholarship, and he had it extended and extended again, deferred twice. Finally, he went out. He said, "What do I do? You know, I'm going out among the women." So I told him, "Look, I don't know what you should do. I know what you shouldn't do. What you should do, I don't know." But Chazal say that tzitzis is a shmirah. So you never wear your tzitzis out, but maybe you should start wearing your tzitzis out as a reminder, as a shmirah. That's what I told him. So that was in June, and the summer passed, and sometime during the winter, I invited him for a Shabbos meal. So he came, I couldn't help but looking, you know, if he was wearing his tzitzis out, he wasn't. I didn't say anything, and we had the meal, it was very nice. As he was walking out, I told him, I see you couldn't do it. So what are you talking about? He said, well, you're not wearing your tzitzis out. He says, what are you talking about? Every day when I get to school, I put my tzitzis out. I come to your house, I'm not doing my tzitzis out. So very interesting that he went to graduate school only wearing his tzitzis out when he was in his work. Okay. I guess, you know something, if you wore it out all day, it wouldn't remind him as much as when you took it out just for them. Okay, Uri Issa Maisei, we'll do tomorrow night in Yitzhak Shem.